Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I have got a show for you today that you should not, cannot, and will not walk away from. I'm going to share with you how to go from being completely broke to being a multi-millionaire, and I'm going to take you every step of the way, psychologically, intellectually, and physically. And I'm going to do it from a manner that will be somewhat interesting to listen to. So please, find out a way to stay on the radio for the next 1 hour, because it's going to take the entire hour to go through all this. So let's get started with this thing right away. Last night I was at a party of all real estate investors. There's men, women, families, they're all there. And they're all happy. They're all extremely happy because they have a wonderful lifestyle. No, not because they have a lot of money, but because they have a wonderful lifestyle. Everything about their lifestyle is incredible. What they do, when they do it, who they do it with, where they do it at, they have everything. But how did they get there? That's the trick. You know, we got talking, and somehow the conversation got, you know, well, how many apartments do you have, how many apartments do you own? And we started saying, you know, just out of curiosity, how much money do you make? And one guy told me $250,000 a year. And then I went to the next guy and said, well, what about you? He goes, well, I made $500,000 this year. And I went to the next guy, and he goes, well, I make $900,000. And I was just sitting here, just befuddled. How is it that all these people come here, take this program, and go out and make tons of money, just massive amounts of money? Many of them, in fact, a lot of them, become multimillionaires. And you have to ask yourself, how did they do that? Why are they not down there with the rest of the middle classes? They started where the middle classes are. They started with the exact same position in life. But what corner, what fork in the road, I should say, did they go left when everybody else went right? That's the real trick here. That's the question. What fork in the road did you lose it at? Why are you where you're at right now? And you have nothing, or very little, or nowhere near what you want. Well, let's start at the beginning. How do we all learn how to make money? I remember when I was a kid, I wrote a book by Tony Robbins called Unlimited Power. And he talked about the cycle of belief. And he said, whatever you believe, that leads to your desires. Whatever you desire, that leads to your actions. Whatever actions you take create results. And then those results either confirm or deny the belief system you had about how it all works. So I've always liked this thing that Tony put out here. And I've used it to explain what happens to people financially. When you first start out, the only thing you know about money, the only way you know to get it, is to get a job. You're going to trade time for money. You work, you earn, you work, you earn. That's all you know, nothing else. You're a beginner, a kindergartner per se, in life of finances. But see, your belief system said working makes me money. Your actions got you more money. So now that confirms your previous belief system. So now you decide, you know what? I want more money. What do I have to do? I've got to do more work. And what more work is it? Well, I started part-time jobs. Then I went to full-time jobs. By working more hours, I made more money. The system was confirmed. I believed it. I truly believed that work was the way to make money. Did I believe college made me money? No, I went to school, didn't make me any money. I believed work was the way to make money. And it was proved out every time. Now I'd go to grade school, didn't make any more money. Went to high school, didn't make any more money. Went to college for a few years, didn't make any more money. School never proved out to me the way to make money. It was always work, earn, work, earn. Isn't it interesting at 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years of age, here you are, you're sitting here on the other end of this radio show, and you're 60 years of age, and you still believe you've got to get up and go to work next Monday because you have to work to earn, work to earn, work to earn. That's the way it works. What's the next level? Well, the next level is you can get paid more to work as much as you can possibly work. So what I did was I started taking overtime jobs, overtime hours, all I could get. And you know what? Overtime is God's gift to ignorant people. Because you're working yourself to death, you're destroying your life, you're losing the only precious thing you have on this earth, which is your personal time. It's the only thing you can't buy. It's the only thing you can't get back. There's no do-overs. You work yourself to death, and then you're dead. That's all there is to it. But still, I believe that if I wanted nice things, if I wanted to be financially free, I had to work more and more and more and more. And most of us do this. We work harder and longer and harder and longer. Until one day the thermostat in the back of the head goes, whoa, there's no more. There's no more time. I can't work anymore. I can't work any harder. And the thermostat turns you off. And there's no more in your life ever again. Because you can't work more. You can't work harder. That's exactly what happens. But at this point, you get depressed because you look around and people have things. They always have things, new things, more things, better things. And so now, you have three choices. You have three choices, and if you pick the right choice, you become a millionaire. If you pick the other two, you become broke or middle class. Wow. What are the choices? Choice number one, you want something you can't afford, you're not willing to work longer to get it, let's go into debt to get it. Yes, the almighty debt. The debt monster. Buying things you can't afford to buy, having things you don't deserve to have, and hoping and praying that someday you can pay the payments off on them. And you go down that road and go down that road and go down that road until one day the debt service on your life is more expensive than life itself and you're broke. At this point in life, you either go completely broke and lose it, or you go seek out a guru. In other words, what you do is you go find someone can help you get out of debt, some kind of debt control program. And what they tell you to do is this. They say, look, let me explain to you what happened. You were a baby. We raised you to a teenager and we gave you a driver's license and you wrecked your car. You have no ability to take responsibility in life. So we're going to take away your car. We're going to take away your transportation. You're going to go back to riding a bike. And that's basically what they tell these people to do. We're going to take you all the way back to kindergarten. You're going to give up your adult card. Yes, give up your adult card. No longer can you have what you want, when you want, where you want it, with whom you want it. You're going to go back to being in kindergarten. Remember, in kindergarten, it was very safe because they told you everything to do. You don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. Just follow. And be a kindergartner. You know, it's real hard to get lost when they put you in a line to go to the bathroom and you follow along like little lemmings going to the bathroom, wishing, hoping, praying that someday you'll get out of kindergarten again and can be an adult, get your adult card back. And you're waiting. You're waiting for that day. You want to be excited and scream and yell, I got out of kindergarten again. But folks, the second you get out of kindergarten, you're right back to where you were the day you got out of high school. You're no further along. Except now you have a problem. You have a real problem. And this problem is why you'll never be more than middle class ever again, because you went back to training wheel school. You went back to kindergarten, and kindergarten scared you out of being an adult. What do I mean by that? You can't drive that car anymore, because every time you've driven a car, you wrecked it. So cars should not be used anymore. You can't handle credit. You wrecked yours. So credit cannot be used ever again. You've taken away your ability to be successful by taking away the very leverage that allows you to get where you want to be. Just like the car allows you to get where you want to be and get there quickly and safely if you know how to drive it. Leverage and debt is the thing that makes you rich. It will allow you to get there quickly and safely if you know how to drive it. But if you don't, you'll wreck it again and you'll go back to kindergarten again. And you're so afraid of going back to kindergarten and losing your adult card again that you will do nothing that will benefit your family for the rest of your life. So then you start to take on the second option. The second option is gambling. Yes, gambling. You speculate. What does speculation mean? It means you don't go buy a business that makes money and you know you'll make money and it will forever make money. You don't go buy something that actually produces something that will help people. You know, you make money in this world by helping and serving others, but no, you don't want to help and serve people. You want to gamble. You want to go down to the gas station and buy a lotto ticket instead of buying a business. You want to go to the stock market and buy a stock. Yes, my friends, when we come back, the rest of the story with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. If you're just tuning in with us today, I'm talking about the steps necessary to go through life from kindergarten, from being a baby, all the way to being a multi-millionaire, and all the traps that you can fall into along the way. Right when we cut out in the first segment, we came back here today. We're at the segment where you've already gone broke. You've already gotten tired of working more hours. There's no more hours left in a day for you to work. Working isn't getting you rich. So then you start borrowing money and you go into debt. And now you have to give up your adult card and go back down to being a little baby again and go back to baby school and learn how to walk in a straight line and not spend more money than you need and get a budget and put money in envelopes and do crazy stuff like a little kid, because they'll pin your envelope to your chest to go to school each day with your lunch money in it, because so you won't lose it. And so you got to go back to, you know, this kind of a lifestyle, this kind of a childish existence. And when you come out of it, you've lost the largest and most powerful thing that you ever had, which is your ability to leverage your skill sets in this world. Because now you're afraid of everything. You're afraid of the car that can take you where you want to go, and you're afraid of the investment vehicles that could actually make you rich, because you tie everything down to the same thing. Your mother said, don't play in the street, Billy, because you'll get hit by a car, which is a complete and total lie, unless Billy stands there with his eyes closed and waits and hopes a car hits him. See, this is the wrong way to teach people to live. And so you come out of that now, you're afraid to do anything that can actually work for you. So what happens? Well, then you start to gamble. What do you mean by gamble? You maybe don't like the word gamble, so we use the word speculation all the time. You buy something and hope it goes up in value. I call it the greater fool theory. The greater fool theory says, I can buy something and some idiot is going to be dumb enough to pay me more for it someday down the line. And I'm not even going to buy the thing. I won't own a thing. I'm going to own a piece of paper that says I own a thing. I own nothing. And how am I going to pick those things I'm going to gamble on? I'm going to listen to every talking head out there. This guy's going to tell me to go into mutual funds. I have no control. I have no idea what they own. I have no idea what they do. But he's saying to me, because you're an idiot and you don't know what you're doing in life, give your money to this guy over here, because he probably does. All right? And the point is, no. This guy doesn't know what to do with the money, because if he knew how to have money and make money, he wouldn't be a stockbroker, a financial planner, any of that stuff. He'd be rich and retired like the guys I had dinner with last night. No, he doesn't know what he's doing. Then they go out there and they say, buy some real estate. So you'll buy a house, the most expensive house you could buy, because it's going to be the most important asset in your life and it's going to go up in value. No, it's not always going to go up in value. And yes, you're going to lose your money. Again, you bought real estate because you were a speculator. Then you say, well, I can work harder. I can go flip houses. Okay, go flip a few houses. But that's just more work. And very quickly, you realize you're working harder than you ever worked before in your life. So houses don't do the thing for you. Stocks don't do it. I know I'll do gold, because gold will get me there. Gold doesn't pay a dividend. There's no cash flow. It doesn't do a thing for you. And as soon as you need the money for anything, you have to pull it right back out of the gold, and you've gotten nowhere. No, my friends, your speculative gambling days are going to take you almost nowhere. And if you were so lucky that by praying, hoping and praying, hoping and praying, hoping and praying, that you actually got somewhere semi-successful, the next stock market crash will take it all away from you. 40%, 50%. Hope to God it doesn't happen to you right before you're old and want to retire. Think about this. When you were broke, you hoped and prayed and hoped and prayed that you could get out of the hole and get back to just being normal again. Just get back to where my daughter was when she was 16 years old. Not broke. Not broke is not an accomplishment. Broke, in debt, is an anti-accomplishment. To get back to not broke is not an accomplishment. It is back to where every normal human being started. You can't get excited about that. So there you are. The rest of your life, you've got work, work, or work to make money. So what did these guys do so differently that changed their lives? They decided not to give their money blindly to a mutual fund company, to a stock guy, to a bond guy, to a real estate flipper, to a REIT, real estate REIT. They decided not to give their money away. They decided to go learn how to open and operate their own business, a business that actually provides something for people. And then, yeah, they get out there and try to do it on their own, and they get working in their business instead of on their business, and then they're out there and they hate it because they don't know what they're doing. No, that's not what these guys learned. These guys learned from the very best from day one, and they learned these rules. Work on your business, not in your business. You do not work with your tenants. You do not do maintenance and repair. You have professionally skilled managers that manage all these things for you. And the further you go into this thing, the better your skill sets are at hiring and keeping those managers that run all these businesses for you. So as you look around and you see these people, this guy owns two properties and he makes $250,000 a year, $500,000 a year. This guy owns eight properties. He makes $1 million a year. They don't work. The people that tell you that you should go into real estate and work at it are crazy. It's not the way it is. You need to work on your business. I was talking to one guy there was making $900,000 a year, and this guy doesn't do anything. He has property management companies that run each of his apartment complexes. And by the way, I think he said he had 10 apartment complexes. So he doesn't work. He just makes a lot of money, because he put these businesses together the correct way from the very beginning. You see, the problem is, once you give up your adult card, you can't ever get it back again. Or can you? Yes. You've got to get out of grade school, you've got to get out of high school, and you got to get out of college, because those things are not teaching you how to make money. You've got to get with a mentor. You've got to find somebody who will take you by the hand and help you every inch of the way to learn how to be a wealthy person, to learn how to be a successful person, to learn how to be a happy person. When you were broke, a lot of hope and praying. When you're in debt, a lot of hope and praying. When you were gambling, and you were gambling, if you're in the stock market, if you're in mutual funds, if you're in gold, if you're in oil, you're gambling. If you're gambling that somebody else is going to make you money, then there's a whole lot of hope and praying going on. A whole lot of hope and praying. But what I want you to do is put the hope and the praying down and pick up a set of skill sets. I want you to take back your life. Take it back from corporate America. Take it back from the financial planners and all these guys that are telling you to give your money to them so they can make money and become rich by you giving them their money. No, take your money back. Take your life back and get the skill set necessary for you to go build a business. I don't care what kind of business it is. There's all kinds of businesses. If you own a good business that is run correctly, you're going to have money for the rest of your life. Now, if you've got a bad business, you could lose money. So we're not saying go start a bad business. We're not saying go work in your business. Neen. None of those. Nilch. We're saying go start a business the right way. 877-655-6755. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about what really rich people do and how they stay rich and don't lose their money in the second half of their life. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. Holding through the break now is Belay from Atlanta, Georgia. Belay, how can we help you today?
Hello. My name is Belay, B-E-L-A-Y.
Okay.
I want to participate in the workshop training, and I'm very interested with Mr. Dead program. I listened to him maybe 15 days every day. I'm very interested, and I like his program. So,
who are you talking about, Belay? Belay, who are you? Who do you listen to?
I'm very interested with your program. I want to participate in the workshop that you have given to people to improve their life. So, would you please accept my request and have the opportunity to participate in the workshop?
Sure. All you need to do is get in touch with, go to our website and log on, and you can get yourself in there with no problem at all. All right, we're going to have to go on now. We're having a hard time understanding Belay. And he's got a very steep accent, and I can understand steep accents when I'm looking at someone right in the face and kind of lip read what they're saying. But when it's over the radio, it's very difficult. So let's move on. Let's talk about this next step. The step of deciding that you're going to go build a business and not work in it, but work on it. And to do that, you're going to have leverage. You see, you can't just go start a business without money. You have to borrow money. Now, I want you to think about this logically for a second. Think about how these people are misrepresenting the truth to you, telling you you need to go put your money in mutual funds and stocks and bonds and gold. What they're saying is you need to put your money into something that we know how to deal with. Well, let me ask you this question. If they're so good at making money with gold, why don't they take their own money and buy gold and get rich by buying gold? If they're so good at buying mutual funds, why don't they take their own money, put it in mutual funds, and make enough money to retire on mutual funds? See, what I'm telling you is I took my own money, put it into a real estate investment business portfolio, and 2.5 years later, I retired. I've made more money every year since then and continue to make more money every year owning businesses. I own real estate companies. I own consulting programs. I own 7 apartment complexes. Now, I'm not bragging about me. I'm telling you what I and all these other people that are fairly successful have done. They own businesses. They own the business. But these people let other people put up the money. Think about it this way. Your stockbroker, your financial planner, whoever that guy is, whoever gave him to you, no matter where you got this guy out from, whatever rock he crawled, he's not rich. He can't be rich or he wouldn't be selling stocks and bonds. And if he does make a lot of money, it's because you're paying him a lot of money and so is everybody else. And so, my friends, I ask you, is he going to make you rich? Is he going to make you rich? And the answer, not in a year or two or three. Maybe if you save for 40 years and the guy doesn't make one mistake investing your money, you might end up with some money. But you're still going to have to pay taxes on it, and you're still going to have to pull it out, and you're still going to have to do something. But the point is, it's probably not going to happen. You need to develop a business. To develop a business, you have to know what to do. You can't blindly give your money to other people. So what are you going to do once you develop a business? Believe it or not, you're going to get people to give you their money. That's exactly what it is. And yet you can't. Why can't you do this? Because you ruined your credit when you went broke? Or you can't because you've taken and given back your adult card and you no longer believe that you can do it because debt is so scary that the rest of your life, the only thing you're going to do is try to stay out of debt like that's an accomplishment? No, my friends. That's crazy stuff. Now, let me explain this to you. You say, well, what if we did what you do and we lost all of our money? Go, I've never lost money. I know people lost everything in real estate. I never lost any. I'm set up differently than they are. We're sitting there last night talking to these guys. The guy goes, you know, Del, I am just so happy that I found you and that you put this program out there. He said, one thing that hit me the other day that made me realize how different life was my brother is a broker for a motorhome dealership, and it went broke. And so he got the rights to sell off all the inventory at 50 cents on a dollar. So he called me and said, look, if you've ever, you know, now that you're rich and you're retired, if you're ever going to want to have a motorhome, and I know you've talked about it in the past, you can buy one for 50 cents on a dollar on a brand new one. He said, I thought for about 10 seconds, and I wrote him a check and bought one. He goes, Del, I never could have wrote a check for that. See, the thing is, what you don't understand if you're running away from debt, you're running away from leverage, you're running away from business, is you're running away from the ability to have income and lots of it. Money. See, one of the things that's different between us and all the other guys out there, we have money. Why do we have money? Because we make a lot of money. Other people buy real estate to lose money. They don't know what they're doing. They're doing it to lose money. Or they're doing it as speculation, hoping it goes up in value because I'm in a good location. No, we do it to make money, lots of money. And then when you make lots of money and you live below your means, guess what you have in the bank? Lots of money. So when everybody else in the world has problems, when there's recessions, when the oil crisis, whatever, any problem that everybody else has, they don't have any money. And so you go to your guy, go, give me back my money from the mutual funds. You go, I'm sorry, because of the crash, there is no money in your mutual funds anymore. You're broke. See, we don't do that. If there's a crash, our real estate goes up in value sometimes. Or if it doesn't go up, it doesn't matter because the rents go up and that's our income. Why do the rents go up? Because when people don't buy houses because there's a recession, when people don't have jobs and they have to move around, they have to be flexible in where they live to be able to get a job. When people do that, they rent. When they rent, lots of people rent. That drives the price of rentals up, and rentals go up and up and up and up, just like they did over the last 5 years. And we make more and more and more money during a recession. And then at the end of the recession, when it's time, we swoop in and buy up all the real estate at 50 cents on the dollar. And then we make even more money and more money. Yes. You say, but what about debt? What if anything ever goes wrong? Guys, I don't know who taught you how to do real estate, but I don't have one dime of debt in my name. Did you hear what I said? I have zero debt on my credit card or on my credit report of any kind. See, what happens when you actually go to a course where you learn how to actually buy real estate correctly, you're going to buy real estate inside of LLCs, and you're going to use non-recourse financing. Non-recourse financing means the debt's not yours. They can't come after you for it no matter what. There's no collection people calling me, and there's no tenants calling me because the tenants can't get to me because I don't own the property. The LLC owns the property, and I don't manage the property. My management company manages the property, so the tenants can't get to me. The creditors can't get to me. Nobody can get to me, and I can't lose a thing because I have nothing to lose. Wow. Interesting, huh? But you have everything to lose. They've got your money. You want it back. They don't have to give it back to you. They can say, no, you can't have your money back. Your 401k, you got to quit your job before you get your money back. Your IRA, you got to pay taxes plus penalties before you get your money back. All this stuff out there is where they've got you, they got you, they got you, they got you, and you can't get away. And yet, what do? You lay there like a little kid doing whatever the parents said to do. You've lost your adult card. You no longer are a true adult. You are controlled and manipulated by the very people you gave your money to, by the very people that you believe in their lies, and by the very government that you voted in, who is now taking advantage of you in almost every way, and you know it, and you can't even argue that point. Man, healthcare went up 3 times, triple since Obamacare. Now they're letting all the illegal aliens for free, and now they're taking your job, and you can't get a job because it'll work for cheap. there you are with your money in a mutual fund going down in value, going sideways. Or maybe you just use it up because you don't have any money anymore because you can't get a job. Wow. And while at the same time, this party was filled with people, packed with people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year each, millions and millions of dollars in equity, and have cash in the bank. Yes, my friends, we have cash in the bank and no debt. So you're down there with no debt because you got out of kindergarten camp. You went to kindergarten summer camp and got out of kindergarten camp, and now you have no debt. But you have no man card either. You have no adult card. You're no longer a man, no longer an adult, but you're out of debt. Wow. We're sitting over here with our man card and millions of dollars waiting for you to see we can help you. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back to Del Wamsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. For those of you who have made it through all four segments, I applaud you, and I am going to reward you. I'm going to teach you on the radio today, right now, how really, really, really rich people get really, really, really rich really, really quickly. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't you like to do it? But folks, before I tell you how to do it, you're going to think it's as impossible to do as if we were sitting back there talking to a bunch of kindergartners, and one of the kindergartners said, my dad said that I could have a car this year. And all the other kindergartners in there would go, there's no way, it's not going to happen, it will never happen, you can't drive, you're too young, you're too this, you're too dumb, you're too poor, you're too broke, your two credit's too bad, everything about you is wrong, you can't do it, it won't happen, it can't happen. I know it can't happen because my financial planner can't do it, my stockbroker can't do it, my kindergarten teacher can't do it, my college professor can't do it, and yes, my self-help gurus can't do it. So why should I believe it can be done? And the answer is, if you don't have your man card, if you've given away your adult card, it won't work because you can't do it. Because you've psychologically pinned yourself into being a kindergartner for the rest of your life. And I know what's going to happen after I do this rant that I'm doing today is that I've seen it 100 times before. Every guy that's going to email me today at askdell@luinc.com is going to go, I'm stuck in kindergarten, how do I get out of there? Well, let me tell you right now, here it is. Imagine that you could not fail. Imagine that everything I say is true. Imagine you don't have to hope and pray ever again, but that you literally can do this. You can go buy a $5 million apartment complex, and you can get a loan for 75% of that $5 million, and then you can get partners to put up the other 25%. And you don't put any money in the deal at all. You buy it inside of an LLC, so you have no liability, and you buy it with a non-recourse loan, so that you have no debt. The debt belongs to the apartment complex. And then you have it managed by the finest property management company in the area, the ones that do the best job and make the most money and have the most prominent apartment complexes out there. Wow, you're now making $10,000 a month, and you're doing nothing. It's not your job to run the thing. It's the property management company. You didn't put your money in the deal. You could have if you wanted to. You could put some of your money in if you want. You could put all your money in if you want. You would have made more money on your return, but you don't have to put any money in because that's not absolutely necessary. So here you are. You're now making $10,000 a month. You have nothing to do. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to start looking for your next project. And you're going to do another one. And then another one. And then another one. And then you're going to make $250,000, then $500,000 a year, then $1 million a year. And somewhere down the line, you're going to sit down with me and we're going to have a conversation where I'm going to go, okay, you've done it. You've built many businesses and now it's time to deleverage. It's time to make it super easy and guarantee that you can't fail. So what do? We deleverage. How do we deleverage? One, we go find very, very low interest rate loans and put debt on the properties that have very low interest rates for long-term loans, non-recourse. And we don't put 100% financing. We don't put 90% financing. We put low, 75%, 65% financing on them. Makes them cash flow a little bit more, but that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because that way, no matter what recession we ever go into, our properties never go underwater. They're perfect. What else do we do? Well, sit down with you and say, look, why do you want to own 10 properties? You've got partners in every property and everything. You got all these people you're helping. That's a good thing. But isn't it about time for you just to say, you know what? I'm going to sell off maybe 3 or 4 of these and buy out my partners in the other ones. And then I own only 5 apartments, but I own all of them. Instead of owning 25% of 10 apartments, or let's just make it easy. When I first told this to Steve Davis, I taught this theory to him some 20 years ago. He owned like 4 apartment complexes. I said, Steve, why don't you sell 3 of these apartment complexes and own all of one? Instead of you being the management company for 4 properties, you'll make as much money and you only have to operate one. And he got it. And he got rid of those apartments and made his life easier. And then, of course, you learn to hire better and better people, better management companies, and things just get better and better. But now here's the beauty of having only 1 or 2 apartments and owning all of them. Now you can leave that apartment complex to your family. And when you die and you leave that there, your family is going to inherit that in a stepped-up basis. That means that you haven't paid taxes on your income for the last 30 years. You owe a estimated million or so in taxes on all the gains you made, but it's all been tax deferred because it's real estate. So you didn't pay taxes on the cash flow. You didn't pay taxes on the capital gains because you did 1031s from property to property. Here you owe millions of dollars of taxes to the government. And guess what? They all go away. Did you hear what I said? They all go away. They disappear. And your family inherits the real estate in a stepped up basis. Go talk to a CPA that actually knows something. Find out what that means. That means you don't ever pay taxes. It's tax free. How do you get out of paying taxes? Defer, and die. And leave it to your family. So there you go. If you left them a 401k or an IRA, they family would have to pay taxes on that money to take it out of the 401k or IRA. You leave your family an apartment complex, it starts making them $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a month the day they inherit it. And all that money's still tax-free. Wow. Wouldn't you rather leave a legacy to your family of tax-free income that they could retire on the second you give it to them? Wouldn't that be a better legacy than leaving them a worn-out old 401k and IRA that you have to pay taxes on? In a business model that they know nothing about, have no idea how to do it or what to do with it, so as soon as they get it, they lose it because it's gone. They use the principal. They live off the principal. They don't have any idea how to produce income from it. Wouldn't you rather leave your family a lifelong of passive tax-free income? Well, my friends, that's what rich people do. They leave their family that. And they change generation upon generation of their family to no longer be middle class or broke. They're now living the lifestyle. The lifestyle that I have been advocating for the last 25 years. And now it's time for you. So my friends, remember, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.